good morning. I'm Kara Laurence, and this is Let's Hear It. And for the first time in 6 weeks, I have a guest here in the studio. We have a lovely pot of tea going, and I'm so pleased to welcome back Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Good morning.
Happy holidays to you.
And to you as well. It's great to be here.
So, listeners, I just have to say, you folks are in for a terrific hour. You are so lucky. We are going to be looking at the past 4 years of Kalamazoo Concert Band holiday concerts and picking out some of the best moments. So stick around. There's lots coming up and special artists and great memories with the Kalamazoo Concert Band. You've always made a big deal out of the holiday concert.
Yeah, we have. Well, this goes back to Dick Swinzik, who was the conductor before I took over, and he met with Irving Gilmore. Clearly, well, this goes back to 1986, so this goes back some time. He met with him and had this vision of bringing in guest artists as a way to celebrate the season and to promote the Kalamazoo Concert Band. But he needed money to do that, and we all know how generous Irving Gilmore was. And so Irving Gilmore says, okay. I said, I'll be happy to support this, and but on one condition, that the concerts are free. And so we've always had these free concerts in December, which have been magical, and we've had a long list of guest artists. And the very first one was, I believe, was Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary, I was going to say. Yeah. So who was that first?
Yeah,
guest?
That was 1986. Rosemary Clooney. So every year since 1986, every December we feature a guest artist, and there's a long list. It's a pretty impressive list.
It
actually
really is. I think you can account for a few legends here on this list of guest artists of the Kalamazoo Concert Band Holiday Concert, which started in 1986. The tradition began.
Right.
And
well, one of the ones that stands out for me is Tony Bennett. It was in 1992. So
right.
People say, you could have got Tony Bennett. And I said, well, it's a little. Well, here's how it happened was, at one point, Tony Bennett slipped to the B list. It happens. And then all of a sudden, shortly after this appearance of the Kalamazoo, maybe Kalamazoo Concert Band resurrected him. I don't know. But he would then again started appearing on A list. So we got him just before he went back to the top again.
Well, 1992, yeah, I'm sure this was the height of grunge rock, and Mr. Bennett was looking for smaller venues or towns just like Kalamazoo, and that must have been a fantastic concert.
Yeah.
Just the year before, Rita Moreno appeared.
Yeah. And then we have Marie McGovern's on here with when Dick Swinzik was at the head. Shirley Jones was there. One of the ones the band continues to talk about was when Glenn Campbell appeared with the band in 2000. And that's still being talked about as one of the magical and memorable moments for the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Well, we are jumping ahead in time to, like I said, the last four seasons, the last four years, which included more terrific artists.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, so we had Jim Brickman recently, and we'll listen to him later on today, I hope. We had Karen Allison, a very wonderful jazz vocalist. And then last year we had Western Michigan University's Gold Company. We've worked with the Brass Band of Battle Creek. Kathy Mattea has appeared with us twice, and she was a huge hit. We've had Kathy Tricoli. Judy Collins was appeared with me my third season with the band. We've had a long list of really notable people.
Well, if you're listening, whether you are in the Kalamazoo Concert Band or were with the group or have just enjoyed these free offerings every year, usually at Miller or Chenery Auditorium, we hope you'll stick around with us and enjoy some highlights from the past. And we're going to start with a spotlight on the band itself.
Right.
Tell us about this setting.
Yeah, well, I wanted to start with something peppy and upbeat. So I selected Spanish Dance. Which is actually it is based on a Christmas carol, a Spanish Christmas carol from around 1550s, it's actually, some people know it as
Rio Rio Chiu.
Thank you. But she said,
I don't know. I like this one a lot. A few years, I don't know. Sometimes you get the urge to try to memorize a foreign language carol, and I gave it a shot.
Oh,
as far as I got.
Yeah, this is a fun one. So it's really a variations on this tune, and it's been reset into the 21st century. So it really has a good groove going for it. It's a fun tune. We should probably give it a spin.
It's never gotten old because of the complicated rhythms.
Yeah. There's that. As a footnote to all this, the monkeys actually. I'm not a particularly a strong strong fan of the Monkees, but back when they were popular, they actually did a wonderful recording of this Ryu. Yeah, that. and if you're interested, you should see it on YouTube, and it's actually pretty spectacular. So if you're interested in once we're done with our program, to go YouTube that, you might find that interesting.
Well, here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band from a holiday concert recorded in 2016.
No, this is this 2018?
Like I said, 2018 with Dr. Tom Evans conducting.
I encourage people to get up and move to this one. You should get up and dance.
On top of its game, that's the Kalamazoo Concert Band and the Spanish dance Ryu Ryu Chiu in a live concert highlight from 2018. Here I am with Dr. Tom Evans, who is a longstanding director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. We are featuring highlights from several seasons, recent seasons.
Yes, right. Yeah, I chose to program pieces from the last four concerts. I figured, you know, we'll keep things fresh. Right. And let me just say that the Kalamazoo Concert Band really misses our audience. And the band misses playing with each other on rehearsal nights and for performances. Every performing organization throughout the world is suffering because we can't make music with our friends, and we can't provide the music for our friends and families in the audience. And so it's been tough. It's been tough for everybody, but it's been tough for musicians, all performing artists, in fact.
Yeah. We all really miss it. And limbo sucks.
Yeah, it's going to get better. It is, you know, hope springs eternal. And, you know, with the vaccine out there, it's going to get better.
It will get better, and we are keeping our hopes up for the next time we can all get together.
Yeah, so I just want to remind people that we're not going away. We're just taking a slight intermission. We're just, like everyone, hunkering down, and we'll be back as soon as we can. And I mean as soon as we can.
Well, we want to feature a lot of music this hour.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next piece, which is also from the 2018 holiday program.
Yeah, this is a particularly strong concert. This, we could play the whole CD from 2018, but I'd had to pick and choose. And the next one I'd like to provide is called Minor Alterations. It's Christmas Through the Looking Glass. And so it's imagine all your favorite Christmas tunes, which are in a major key, now all of a sudden being arranged in a minor key, which is it's kind of funny. Actually, it's very funny.
That's a musician nerd thing.
It is. It's a mashup too of a bazillion different tunes. So I just think this is a hoot. So that's why I'm in a happy mood today, and I thought let's put something happy on. So this continues a happy vein, going from Spanish dance to Minor Alterations.
Thank you.
That's terrific. You are, listeners, enjoying a terrific live hour courtesy of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. You're listening to highlights from the last few seasons with Tom Evans, the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. More fun than I even thought you had promised a lot.
That's right. No. We the Kalamazoo Concert Band is a fun organization and family friendly too. So just want to keep our thoughts alive and in everyone's minds that we're still out there, and we're, like I said, we're raring to come back as soon as we can.
Sure. Keep it in mind when things do get back to normal and we can all meet in the same place again, that it's kind of a no-brainer to join the KCB for shows, because they are all free and they are very family-friendly. Often there are elements where you have narration characters, and, of course, all the wonderful guest artists through
Indeed.
The years.
Yeah, for this, we could if you wanted to, but for this this concert, we had the Waters brothers, Harry and Ken Waters, trombone and trumpeters, jazz trumpeters and jazz trombonists, and they did a phenomenal job. So, but we can't showcase all our guest artists, because I have a few other ones coming up later on. But that was a wonderful holiday concert for us when the Waters brothers appeared.
Well, you know, I'm in a really privileged position to be here behind the microphone, and you bring along guest artists to these interviews, and I do remember the Waters brothers actually taking their instruments out of their cases during the interview.
Yeah, right here.
And playing on the microphone.
Yeah, they did.
So they did a little serenade. Wonderful.
They did. I think he did a jazz gumbo version of, was it Jingle Bells or Frosted a Snowman? Something like that.
It's archived at WMUK.org.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have a look for Waters, WATTERS, on WMUK.org.
Yes.
Well, I feel like you've actually privileged me with the next selection, which is a Celtic carol. And I have such a soft place in my heart for all things Celtic.
Yeah, me too. And the audiences love it as well. In fact, it features the percussion, the bodhrons in here as well. And also the spoons are being featured throughout. And it begins with Chris Griffith, our piccolo player, and starts off with her playing. And it opens very slowly, but then it gets into that Irish jig kind of vibe.
Well, I think we'll take a listen now, and we'll be back with more highlights from the Kalamazoo Concert Band and Tom Evans. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Lovely music.
You must be so proud.
Oh, I am. I love the Kalamazoo Concert Band. I do. They're wonderful people and fantastic musicians.
We heard a Celtic carol, was it, from the show going back to 2017. And if you just tuned in, we're hearing highlights from holiday programs by the Kalamazoo Concert Band, curated and narrated here by Tom Evans, who, of all the music directors I know, is really one of the most creative in coming up with programs that stick to a theme, but you are able to put the facets, so many facets, toward that theme.
Oh, thank you very much.
Music. And I know it takes you all spring and summer and, you make lists after lists and you hold things for future programs. And
absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, I have to also, because we were talking about reading, Kara and I both enjoy reading. So, you get ideas when you're just reading. You just think, oh, that'd be a good idea for a concert. So you get your inspiration from any source.
Lots of things. I was just looking at a photo website, and some of the images were just so inspirational in different ways. I thought this makes me think of music too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. So yeah, sure. But yeah, I do labor quite a bit on putting together programs, and then after I line up a program, I'll let it sit, and then I'll come back to it and I'll review it one more time with a new day, with a new set of ears, a new set of attitudes, you know, because every day changes.
Yeah.
And then so after like 2 or 3 days of that, and then what happens? Is, of course, sometimes inevitably I'll find one piece that, and it's forced and it doesn't quite make it. So then I'll chuck it, and then I'll spend, I can spend days looking for the four-minute piece. And then, but then when I find it finally comes together, it does come together. At least I like to think so. And we put together a thematic concerts that are, I think, are pretty memorable.
Yes, I do too. And that is the point, is to finally create the live experience for the audience. There's this wonderful symbiosis between the performers and the audience, and that's really the most memorable thing.
Yeah,
I'm
indeed
really glad we can share live highlights with folks today.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you haven't been to one of our holiday Christmas concerts, next year I would like to encourage you to attend. They're near sellout performances, and it's really something for all of us, the KCB, and for the audience alike, to step into Midler Auditorium and to see it filled. I mean, absolutely every seat is filled. It's an inspiring thing. And one of the things I was going to program for today, but I decided not to, but we do a sing-along that's become an annual tradition. And I have to tell you that almost inevitably it brings a tear to my eye when I'm conducting the piece, and you know, we invite the whole audience to sing. And there's something about hearing well over 3,000 people singing in one voice. It's it's a moving experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna lose it.
Yeah, no kidding. And I have. So like I said, I believe our concerts are memorable, and I encourage your listeners to come to our concerts just as soon as we are able to present them.
Well, you promised us some guest artist highlights as well.
Yeah. So next up, we have Jim Brickman. As it turns out, Jim Brickman is doing a live stream performance through the State Theater on December 22nd. So Jim Brickman's been around. He's come through Kalamazoo quite a few times, and he should. He's a phenomenal artist. And so we featured him in 2017, and one of the tunes that he's known for is "The Gift." And so he performs this with the Kalamazoo Concert Band backing him up, and I'm not a big, I'm usually, oftentimes the last thing I listen to is lyrics, but if you listen to the lyrics, I listen deep into the music, and there were words. that's how I listen. But the lyrics to this song are pretty powerful, particularly this time of year.
Again, this is the Kalamazoo Concert Band in a live performance with Jim Brickman.